Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with mild temperatures, making it a great day to be outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys similar conditions with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's slightly cooler but still comfortable. Eilat remains sunny and warm, as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, will Trump participate in talks with Iran? Pakistan optimistic for resumed negotiations tomorrow. This comes from Walla, just over 2 hours ago. Also, an embarrassment at the torch-lighting ceremony. The chief of staff and the Mossad head were left without seats. This report is from Israel Hayom, coming in now. Also this hour, the IDF says Hezbollah's rocket fire violated the ceasefire. The military struck back after an attack in southern Lebanon. JNS reported this earlier today. Separately, the UCLA student government condemns the campus Hillel for hosting a former hostage. This was noted in Forward 3 hours ago. And finally, Trump extends the ceasefire with Iran. This, despite Iran balking at new negotiations. The report is from JTA in earlier reporting. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the potential talks between the US and Iran. A Pakistani source indicates momentum is building for resumed negotiations. Walla reports that President Trump might even join these discussions. This development could impact regional stability and diplomatic relations. Turning to the torch-lighting ceremony mishap, Israel Hayom reveals the top security officials found themselves without designated seating. While the Prime Minister and others sat securely, this oversight raises questions about event organization. It's an unusual diplomatic faux pas. Meanwhile, the IDF's response to Hezbollah's actions highlights ongoing tensions. JNS details how Hezbollah's rocket fire breached the ceasefire agreement, prompting a military reaction. This escalation threatens the fragile peace in southern Lebanon. Separately, the UCLA student government stance against Hillel's event underscores campus tensions. Hosting former hostage Omer Shem Tov has sparked debate over free speech and political expression, as reported by Forward. This incident reflects broader discussions on campuses across the U.S. And finally, Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire with Iran, despite earlier resistance, adds to the uncertainty. JTA notes this move contrasts with Trump's previous statements, complicating the diplomatic landscape. The decision may affect future negotiations and regional alliances. Here's what people are saying online. Yossi Goldstein, an activist, posted just minutes ago urging action against the Iranian regime. He highlights the toll on both Americans and Iranians under current leadership. From I-24N-EWS, reports are coming in about a container ship attacked by an IRGC gunboat off Oman. The UK MTO confirms the vessel sustained damage, but the crew remains unharmed. In a post from earlier, Ynet News discusses Iran's reluctance to commit to a longer ceasefire. They mentioned that the US sees Khamenei as a major obstacle. Trump recently commented on Iran's economic struggles, citing unpaid security forces and financial losses. On the economic front. First, Iran's announcement to open the Strait of Hormuz has led to a significant drop in oil prices. Israel Hayom Business reports a 14% decrease, bringing the cost of a barrel to about $81. Separately, the era of immunity for high-tech workers seems to be ending. CTEC connects this trend to rising unemployment due to advancements in AI, affecting programming and sales roles. And finally, Israeli firm AIR's autonomous cargo aircraft gains interest from the U.S. military. Ynet Business highlights its potential as the Hormuz crisis reshapes logistics. The aircraft's ability to carry substantial weight makes it a strategic asset. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.